We are starting a new series, Agadot HaTalmud, Stories from the Talmud, and we're going to begin with the Gemara in Gittin. Basically, we're going to skip through the Gemara to bring about, to learn the Agadot, the different stories, and the different messages the Gemara gave us. We're starting with Gittin, so that hopefully we will cover the stories that the Talmud gives us about the destruction of the Temple, and we'll be better prepared when we reach the month of Av. Bezrat Hashem, this year we should merit that Av should be a month of festivities. Now the Gemara brings from what the rabbis taught us that a person has to be careful not to put too much fear in his home. Even when a person sees that the people in his home did something improper, a person should not react to them harshly in a way that gets them scared. Because if a person puts pressure about religious issues in his home, then the fear that they will have from him will cause them to sin more. A person sometimes thinks, I'll yell, I'll tell them, how could you do that? And the Gemara says, no, even though you see there's something wrong being done, but if your reaction causes too much fear, people are too scared, uh-oh, if he hears this happens, he's going to yell, he's going to be upset again. So then it might bring them to turning on a fire on Shabbos. If they forgot to light candles on Erev Shabbos, they'll be scared. They'll see, I forgot to light candles. They'll start yelling again. So they'll light candles even though they shouldn't. In the Gemara we have now, we're going to begin the Gemara Daf Vav Amud Beis, that not only does the putting pressure in the home endanger the keeping of the Torah, but he also won't get what he wants. The Gemara, we know we say every Shabbos, the Mishnah says that every Friday afternoon a person should verify, did we take off the tith? The food that we're going to eat on Shabbos, have we prepared it, that it's kosher? Did we take off the maaser? Isartim? Eiravtim? Is the Erev ready so we'll be able to carry our things in the chatzer, in the yard? And then when he sees everything's ready, he tells them, Adliku taner, it's almost Shabbos, let's light the Shabbos candles. So these actions, which we cannot do on Shabbos, so the husband is responsible to ensure that they've been taken care of, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana says, these three things a person should say calmly. It's almost Shabbos. He's running to shul for mincha. And he has to check that the food can be eaten on Shabbos. If they didn't take off maaser, then there's no food this Shabbos. He has to check that the lights are set up. Time is pressured. And the rabbis told us, there are three things, don't forget to ask that they were taken care of. And when you ask about them, even though we're talking about the last minutes before Shabbos, the rabbi said, ask about them calmly, so that the people will listen to what you say. So that's what Rabbi Bar Bar Chana taught us. Came along Ravashi, and he said, you know, I never heard Rabbi Bar Bar Chana saying that. But my own logic said that it'll only work if I do it calmly. And the Marsha explains what's the difference between what Ravashi says and what Rabbi Bar Bar Chana says. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said that if you say it and you apply pressure, then even if they'll listen to you, you'll say, quick, we got to get it ready, there won't be food for Shabbos, then they might do it and be upset at you. And then it could be that they won't have him in mind. You can make an Erev and you have everyone in mind but him. Now, if they're upset at him, he won't be able to carry in that courtyard because they did it and they were upset at him. They didn't have him in mind at that time. If they light candles, if the wife lights candles and says, I don't want to have him in mind, that bump! He yelled at me, I have to go on to Shabbos upset. Well, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Ravashi said, you know why I speak calmly? Not because I might lose. Maybe you're right. If I yell at my wife, then when she does it, she's not happy with me. Well, she might not have me in mind, and then I didn't even do the mitzvah. But it's obvious. That's the way a person is supposed to behave. The Mesillas Yesharim tells us, even for a mitzvah, we're taught by our sages, we're not allowed to get angry. even a Rebbe and a student and a father over a son, doesn't mean you don't tell him, hey, you know, this should be done differently. But a person can do it without anger. The only anger one is allowed to show is externally. So long as internally I'm not upset, then I can make believe I'm upset if I need it for my kid. So sometimes you have to show it externally. And Bezat Shem, we'll pick up over here next week, next time, tomorrow.